People often ask me why I turn towards the Divine Mother, and there are a number of reasons. My introduction to the Devi Mahatmyam was really a cornerstone in turning towards this creative matrix. In the Devi Mahatmyam, the world is beset by demons. The three worlds, heaven, earth, and the space in between, are overrun by demons, and the gods can't control them, they can't get rid of them, they have to call upon the Divine Mother to save the three worlds. And she comes into form to do that. She comes into several different forms, actually, to do that. And the thing that I learned about this book, this is the Devi Mahatmyam, and it's just such a beautiful book, the whole thing. What I learned from it is that when she destroyed the demons, just like the demons inside of me, anger, hatred, fear, doubt, I can't hate them. What she does is she, in her compassionate warrior self, destroys the demons and they instantly go to heaven. Any demon that's destroyed by her instantly finds peace. And that's what I wanted to create, was the inner demons in me. How do I bring a peaceful existence to that? How do I bring peace there in that particular place? So that was really helpful, just to learn from her in these great, great texts. The other texts that I use are sage understanding that I use is from this book, The Himalayan Masters. And right on page 47 in this book is the story of Parashurama. And Parashurama's father was killed by the king. So for revenge, Parashurama went out and killed 21 legions, took years, and celestial weapons, actually, to kill all the king's men and women and children and then some. When he completed this task, he was filled with remorse and regret. And his teacher turned him to another teacher, Dattatreya. And Dattatreya encouraged him to turn towards the Divine Mother through the scripture of the Tripura Rahasya. And that scripture brought the Divine Mother home for him. And with the understanding in this that she didn't see his faults or mistakes. And that's what she does for us. She doesn't see our faults or mistakes. She teaches us how to live compassionately and joyfully. She guides us towards our own freedom from these faults and from these mistakes. She has the wisdom to, and the care and the power to undo their grip on us. And I think that's really what I've learned from turning towards her, is that I don't have to stay a person that's a result of my own mistakes and my own faults, that I can begin to undo those and live a life that's filled with freedom and with joy.